Good morning, everyone. It is about 5:30 a.m. here in Arizona, and I'm just getting up, getting the day started. I've got a long work day ahead of me, so I wanted to get this done first. So if you're new to my channel and you're wondering what all of this is, what I'm doing right now is I'm documenting and describing one small portion of being a targeted individual. Being a targeted individual means that you are stalked, harassed, slandered, threatened, poisoned, stolen from. Your things are damaged. Your house is broken into. False relationships are presented into your life. And there are various steps that happen throughout this targeting process, and each target has what seem to be standard operating procedures that take place in every target's life that are very similar or exactly the same. And then each target has specific things it seems like they are designed just for them in their targeting. I've spent thousands of hours of research on this. I've been researching since May of 2017. So anyway, this is my documentation here of just this is in December. All of this footage was shot here in December. And these are some of the tactics that are used on me to harass me and slow me down, to try to get me to act out in aggression. When you know that somebody is literally following you and impeding your progress, trying to get your attention, trying to antagonize you, you're thinking, wait a minute, this isn't right. What's going on here? I was never taught about any of this in school. Nobody ever told me that there are compartmentalized, organized groups that if you get put on some certain list that nobody is aware of other than these people might not even know about these lists. They might just know that they can get a job where they get on their phone and there's a little dot and they have to go to where that dot is. That's it. They might not have any idea what the bigger picture is. So. Okay, so when I go into a place of business, a lot of times I'll just park way out in the back because people keep hitting my car. They'll open their. Lady did it when I was sitting in the truck with my daughter the other day. She did it intentionally because they know I care about my truck more than my 4Runner, and the 4Runner's worth more money. But I like my truck, and they constantly do things to destroy my truck. And so the lady gets out, just bam, hits my truck. And I said, "Hey, you just hit my truck." "No, I didn't." Like I felt the truck move. And she just denied it, told me to get a life. Like that's not how people react normally. If somebody hits your car while you're sitting in it, they're gonna like okay, that exact same thing happened.
right, welcome. You're listening to the Kraz Files podcast with Adam. It's Wednesday, the 12th of June, 2019 already. Welcome, members. Shut my music down if you like that music. That's the Long Invisible. I create those sounds myself for many years now, using an old program. It's using lots of reverb, heaps and heaps, tons of reverb, and putting stuff, putting samples and the like, many samples, different types of ones that I collect over the years, through slowing them down and just getting those sounds. So that's the Long Invisible. That's on SoundCloud, and it's on the website, krazfiles.com. You can have a listen, see what you think. Enjoy doing those soundscapes to kind of relax to. So there's a lot of mostly it's pretty much totally for headphones, though. You got to listen to that stuff in headphones. And each one that I do is unique. It's like a fingerprint. Don't plan it. It just comes out that way. something that I love doing, for sure. Anyway, I'm just going to get some things up here. And I'll just say as well, for members on the website, it's pretty slow at the moment. Only a few coming in, but I hope those folks who have joined in into the membership area, that they stay on there. I'm just going to continue and see how it goes. But been doing this for a lot of years, even before probably people were aware of this, and even it was called Kraz Files. So back in time, around 2012, even less. And I have like probably dozens and dozens of podcasts I haven't even put on the website yet. I was doing podcasts when, you know, no one was listening at all, only me. So been going for a while. And anyone who goes on my website, krazfiles.com, can see that's an amazing website. It's taken a lot of work and effort over the years to get it up like that and looking like that. And it's not cheap. And it costs money to keep running. And I hate ads and Google ads and all that on websites. I think they really look ugly, and really donations don't work. So I wanted to find a way to where I could get something back a little bit to help me continue and keep that website up. So I decided to do the membership area, and the website still goes along normal, but I decided to pull some content, including the podcasts, into a members area for members, for a couple of cups of coffee a month, and that will really help me continue. And you're not just a member of what I'm doing on the Kraz Files, you're also contributing to keeping the website up and going, because it eats away at you over the years, eats into my life, and it can become a lonely, negative, dark place as well with the material that I cover, and I doing so many podcasts over the years and getting so little feedback. I'm not complaining. It's just weird. I've said that. I'm putting these podcasts out for years and just not hearing anything. I know the listeners are there. I can see the stats on my website every day, that people are on there. I mean, I can see it. It's a highly ranked website. It goes really well, and that's what I want. I've always wanted to just get the information out, but it kind of got a little bit weird, and I feel like I'm just putting these podcasts out to a faceless sort of mass or mob, and I wanted to make it more personal. I know that people who are contributing and being a member for such a little amount each month, that they're there for a reason, and I really do. I much prefer doing podcasts now for a few people who are going to be in a members area on the website than just being sucked out via, you know, the RSS feed and just going everywhere. I don't even know where it goes. And it's hard. It's been hard. So I wanted to find a way to keep it rolling, and you know, I know it's going to be very slow, but I'm okay just to let it build, and hopefully over time going through into next year and stuff, I can get a little bit of a membership area there, and that will help me keep the website going and the members area looking nice and adding extra features, and also to the main website, because my website hosting, you can see the banner on the website down the bottom at Sensor Free. That guy who runs that is an amazing guy. He developed these AI bots to protect computers and systems from being hacked. I'm on that network now, so the website is very, very stable. It's fantastic, but it's I'm one of the websites that does have hacking problems. It will go down mostly in the nights here and there, but it's up pretty quick. You know, it's pretty amazing. So there's a few of us over there on this system, and it's really fantastic system, and but I pay for that obviously, and but it keeps the website, my website, secure and safe and everything running all the time, and if anything happens, it's back up so fast. Even if the website was completely taken down, you know, he would have it up and running in an hour. It's really cool. So so he's doing a great job over there, and but all this costs time and money and stress over the years. So I thank you very much for the members out there logging in. It's a small members area podcast. Some articles, in regards to the articles, they're a mix of sort of hard to get articles, or articles that you might have to try and dig up, or would be a bit difficult. Things that I dig up and give it give those articles a new life as well, for people to have a read, and that's important. And there's articles that get sent to me personally that are completely unique and original, and a mix of sort of other ones as well. So for members there, and there's a little chat room as well, but we'll see how this goes. It's a big step for me to take that RSS feed out, and I don't know who was listening and how many listeners were. There's a lot, but taking it off iTunes and all the podcasting feeds and everything, and bring it into this members area is a big step for me, because I do want to get the word out. I do want to, and I've done that more than anybody, but I think my podcasts are unique and original, and I have very unique and original special guests on, and I felt like it was time to do this. So I hope people will stay on and enjoy, and I hope I can get some more members in there as time goes by. Anyway, I've been doing these podcasts, going over latest articles, things that I'm posting, stuff that I'm seeing, stuff that gets emailed to me. It's so much, I never get a chance to go over anything, and just thoughts I have as well. And so this is a chance for me to do that. In between other podcasts that will be going up, hoping to get author Thomas Goodridge on as well. It'd be great to speak with Thomas again, looking at his book, Hellstorm, What Happened to Nazi Germany, and also how his book, Hellstorm, has been recently turned into an audiobook as well. So we want to promote that for Thomas. Hope to speak with him again this weekend. So stay tuned and keep logging in and checking. Sometimes material presents itself to you, you know. I had a whole bunch of articles to go through tonight, a whole bunch. As I said, it just keeps coming in, and I've got my normal day-to-day life going, and a child, and running my life, and you know, paying your bills, and trying to tread water, and keeping your head above water. That's what I'm doing. And running the website, and doing podcasts, and everything that I do it at night time, Sydney time, it's 8 o'clock, just past 8 now, but I get all these articles through I need to cover and go over, and it's just so overwhelming. There's so much I want to talk about, and I just can't get through it all. And sometimes things, or strange things, happen, and then I think of something else, and then I go another direction, and that's where I'm going tonight. So these won't be long podcasts, just podcasts I'll be doing shortish to talk about information, trying to break down the system around us. Anyway, I was playing a clip at the start It was, I'll just get it up now. I'm going to try and see if I can contact this guy, Michael Barden. This was documented gang stalking tactics explained. He's talking here about targeted individuals. He talks here all the footage and the videos he's shot, taken over about a month. These people are trying to set me up, he's saying here. In accidents, they follow him when he leaves the house, and he's documenting it to prove it. And so that's a pretty large clip. And what I'll do is I'll put the YouTube clip up with the podcast tonight, so people can watch this. But I was looking at this for years. Something that people would think you're just paranoid, I understand. I just find all this stuff kind of interesting. The system around us, whatever it is, whatever this system is, whatever you want to call it, demons, the devil, hellish, gang stalking, mind control, targeted individuals, Big Brother, 1984, the globalists, Jewish power, Zionist power, banking oligarchs and elites, whatever you want to call it, the military, armies, governments, money, technology, all this stuff, this whole spider's web that is being built around us on a daily basis. It's pretty incredible stuff, and I just like to look at this stuff and kind of break it down. But this targeted individual stuff, remote neural monitoring, implanting voices in people's heads, mind stalking, I've gone over on this podcast since I started. We seem to think it might have something to do with the geoengineering, with the stuff they're putting in the atmosphere, inside the vaccines, maybe even the food, whatever this is. And this targeted individual and gang stalking stuff has been popping up all the time for me, especially on Twitter and places, and there's websites, and it's big in America as well. People talk about that it's going on in the US. And I've got some articles up here on it. Gang stalking, actually Vice, if anyone knows the Vice documentaries, a lot of propaganda and stuff, but they actually did a documentary on this. It's on YouTube. If you can watch that, just type in Vice and gang stalking. I mean, they did a doco on it. That's serious enough, right? I'm not saying I'm buying into this. I'm just saying that I'm looking at it because it's interesting. This was an article here, medium.com, gang stalking and the search for sense in chaos. Thousands of people across the world, including about 10,000 in America, are convinced they are being stalked by large gangs or individuals, and they call themselves targeted individuals. So gang stalking is an umbrella term describing a series of techniques utilized by a group to instill mental instability within a victim with the intent to discredit, sabotage, harass, extort, or even drive a victim to suicide. A victim of gang stalking can have their reputation, credibility, careers, relationships, and entire life put into ruins. Techniques such as mind games, perception manipulation, organized stalking, covert harassment, constant surveillance, and possibly electronic harassment are used to push a victim to mental instability. Targeted individuals describe trips on public transport where people have appeared to be watching or following them. And that's what we heard from the man in the YouTube clip that I played at the start before the podcast as well. And so I started looking into this, and it's very interesting, and I'm not a paranoid person, and I try not to buy into fear, because I think if this is true, and whoever's doing this, the whole system, this whole planetary system that I just described, this cobweb around us, it runs on fear. It runs on fear. That's what it eats. Fear is its food. And I've talked to Tony Sayers about this a lot in our podcasts, and I think we're being kept under the quicksand of fear, down in the quicksand. And I think that it keeps us in a low vibrational state, especially spiritually, that we just don't awaken to who we really are and our true purpose. And keeping human beings in a fear state keeps the control grid running. And so this is definitely all about fear. And why wouldn't they be doing this? It's very interesting, this. And as I said, it keeps popping up in news feeds for me. And I keep reading it and going through it. So it's an interesting, and I mean, thousands and thousands of people claiming this all over the world. So it's definitely, I don't know if many people really looking into it or doing podcasts or talking about it. The electronic harassment is incredibly interesting, especially if we're looking at the incoming or, you know, 5G technology. That's, you know, I mean, that's old military hardware that the telcos are buying up and installing in our neighborhoods. This is all mind control. It really is. And I've said on podcasts, I think the TVs, computers, gadgets, phones, everything are watching and stalking us and our children. And I think the TV does as well. And I think it's all part of this kind of machine learning. We talked a lot about this, where you could just be thinking of things, you know, thinking of, for example, say you've got Netflix or something like that, and you're thinking of an old movie that you haven't seen for a while. And you want it to watch, and you might see if it's free online or on YouTube, and you look at a couple of clips of it or whatever, and then you forget about it, and then a day or two later you go on to Netflix or one of your movie channels, and there it is, ready to watch. That happens to a lot of people, you know. You send text messages or you're chatting on Facebook, and this machine learning, this system behind everything or behind the technology, and within the technology that we're using, is constantly doing this. It's preempting you. It's outwitting you and stalking you. It's you. It's becoming you. It's really crazy. And now, just to go into some personal experiences, and I'm going to go down the rabbit hole here, and I hope people don't think I'm insane, but I'm just being 100% honest. I've had strange experiences recently. In fact, I had a strange experience 2 hours ago, right out front of my house. A man was standing in my driveway staring at the house, and I was watching him through the bedroom window, and I was going to go out there. I was just watching him. He turned up, looked like a worker of some type, had a yellow and blue King G sort of top on, stood out the front, beyond the letterbox. I'm on Sydney's northern beaches. It's dark at the moment, a lot of trees and bush in this place. Standing there, walked up and stood there, standing there, in the driveway. Looked like he was obviously holding a phone or a device, and then stood there. He looked like Michael Myers out of Halloween, for a while. Just watching, and then I thought I better go out and see what this guy wants, and then he walked off down the road, in the middle of the road. Now, what happened about a month and a half ago, someone slept in my car, in my driveway. Very strange. Got up in the day and went to the car, didn't lock the car, the passenger seat was pulled right back as far as you can go, and the back of the seat was in the rest where you have a sleep, you know, pulled right back, and there was an empty lunchbox there, at that where your feet are, with an Australia themed flag on it. There was nothing in there. You could tell someone slept in the car. I just couldn't get that out of my head. I was like, what the hell? And the man next door, he gets up early, about 4 a.m, and he has sensor lights on the side of his house, and he gets up and trudges around. Evidently, because I told him, and the guy next door that lives next door to him said that someone ran down the side of their house at that time, around 4:10 in the morning. So that was kind of strange thing indeed. And before that, just sort of linking this together, before that, there was a cleanup, a council type cleanup around my area, and I was in the garage cleaning up on a weekend, on a Saturday, just organizing things, and I was sitting on a drum in there and had the car kind of blocking me, and someone, definitely not from around here, they didn't see me, but I saw them. They pulled up in a car out the front of my house, and I heard the they looked into my house, and the guy said, "That's the one," and they drove off. And I think about maybe 2 weeks ago, just sort of guessing a little bit here, there was a man in the dark again, in the late afternoon, behind the bushes on the road again. I spotted him just peering in here as well. So I'm not scared of these people. I don't care. I mean, we've been disarmed in this country because of the false flag staged event in Tasmania, and they took our weapons. So I can't. I've got a child here. I can't. You know, if I could have a locked up handgun or something, I would. I'm not afraid of protecting myself, but I don't have that in a moment. So it's weird. It's just weird. The people standing in front of your house. You know, I've actually. People have posted about this on Facebook as well, and I did a whole podcast on these drones, recreational drones, how people wake up in the morning and there's these drones out front of them invading their privacy. That's a different thing. I just found it strange tonight. This was barely 2 hours ago, standing there in the driveway, and I just found this is a common theme as well. It's happened a few times, and it made me think of the gang stalking. Now, am I saying that I'm being gang stalked? No, I'm not. It just made me think about that, and that I'd been reading this. And when I heard the guy on YouTube talking about what was happening to him and how he's documenting it and how they're targeting certain individuals who don't even know, I found that interesting because he was saying that these individuals that work as these stalkers, they just get a message maybe where they just have to go to this dot, you know, like on your maps, you know, and it just tells them to go to an address, and they're at the dot and they stand there and then they go. That's kind of what he was saying. It's so weird. And, I'm not buying into the whole fear thing. I just wanted to try and break it down. I always say on this podcast, I feel like Truman in the Truman Show. It's just, you feel like you're in some kind of weird play. And there's an audience beyond the horizon that you can't see, you know. It's weird. I'm not saying that, you know, I probably sound like a self-centered person, you know, that I'm saying like everything revolves around me. I'm not. I'm just trying to think about this and break it down, because people send me emails because I post articles on it, on gang stalking and electronic harassment, and I've put them up. If you're a member, you're obviously a member, if you're listening to this, you'll see it in the articles there, in the members' articles. If you just spin through them, you'll see some electronic harassment articles in there that are kind of mind-blowing, and I felt like I had to put up. Obviously, fear is the game, and paranoia and suspicion and mistrust as well, isn't it? Someone wrote a comment all here on the guy's YouTube channel. This is all spiritual. They are trying to keep your frequency low. I just said that, so they can attract demonic energy or entities to you, and they can track you on their 5G network. Stay in the light. I guess keep positive. And this kind of makes me think. I can go into some other things here because kind of makes me think. You know, I have so many strange experiences where places around me would get really crowded when they were quiet. For example, I had a lot of experiences. Generally, I'll go to Aldi or something like that and do the food shopping. And I go in there and there's hardly anyone in there. It's like early, and I go in there to get in and out quickly. And within 15 minutes, the whole place is packed. And then I can't line up. There's all these people standing up, lining up behind you. And it's like, it's just crazy some days, you know. And I've had these experiences in Aldi where I was, you know, I had this big shopping and I had to go through, and you know, you got to put it all on there as quick as you can because they don't give you bags and they just shove it out. And had this man kind of watching me. I'm serious, folks, you know, and he was kind of staring at me, and he had something in his hand, and he looked like he wanted to pass through, and I kind of stepped back, and I started looking at clothes, and then I thought, oh, stuff this, I'm running out of time, I don't have much time. So I went to put all my shopping through the register there, and he came and stood behind me, and he had a toothbrush. And I looked at him, I said, seriously, mate? You got a toothbrush, just go ahead of me. I've got to put all this food on here. I'm going to be like ages. And, oh, really? Really? Thanks. Really? Thanks. And then he goes and pays for his toothbrush and he leaves and he gives me a look as he walks out. I'm like, this is so strange. Just the other day, driving up the road here, some guy had a go at me for nothing. I didn't do anything. I just put my blinker on, I turned the corner, and he was a really strange-looking man, had a go at me, saying stuff behind the window. I couldn't hear it. He was saying something to me. It's weird. I get this a lot. People trying to bait me or make me angry when I'm driving, especially, and that's kind of the society that we live in now. As cities and environments around us get so crowded, overcrowded with people, you know, it gets hard to do things. But I have a lot of these experiences, you know. I used to work at nights, and sometimes I'd go to a service station on the way home after work to fill up a car at like 12:30 at night. There's no one there. I'd start filling the petrol in the tank, and within 10 minutes there's cabs and people getting something to eat and everything. And I'd go in to pay, and I'd be in a line. And one night, the Indian guy there in the servo said, it's unbelievable. I saw you come in. You started filling your tank. He went out to do something. He came back, and the place was packed. So weird. And I said, I do that. I should be employed to go into businesses that aren't doing well. And I can just sit down and have a coffee or whatever, and I can pack it out. It's a really strange thing. Just to be honest, I do get a bit negative about crowds. I get a bit upset, and I feel sometimes like I can't breathe. I'm kind of that person that lives in a tent, you know. I find that in modern society, people don't have any respect for space anymore. You know, like I could go down in the middle of the week, in the middle of winter, and sit on a stormy beach and, you know, watch the seabirds fly and look out at the ocean, and people would come and sit down right next to you, you know, and it's like they got the whole beach. People do that now. I predicted this a long time ago when we had this onset of the whole coffee drinking culture, you know, where people would sit down, have a coffee all day in the coffee shop and watch people walk up and down the streets. People love people watching. And I find that in general, people love to be around other people, and that's fine, but I like my space sometimes, and I like to breathe, and I feel like sometimes people just come and they get on top of you all the time. It's very hard, and that tends to sometimes make me negative about it. And then I think about the power of the mind, you know, and I think maybe I'm creating it. You know, I'm creating it when I go out and you get up in the morning and you're thinking negatively, and you're in a negative state, and you know it's imprinted. You're creating that through the way you're seeing the world. It's amazing. The world's like a movie, and the world's like a play, and you're creating, you're writing it. It's like a script. You're writing it as it goes. And if you go out in a negative way, and you're thinking all these people are going to get in your way, and everywhere's going to be crowded, then it happens. It happens to me all the time. And I think the negativity is like the layers of an onion. You know, it goes so deep, and I think a lot of people think they can do work on this and they can clear that negativity, but I think it's still there. I think it runs so very deep. It's been lodged in there throughout our lifetimes. You know, I can admit that. That's fine. You know, I'll be driving down the street, going one way, and I want to park on the other side of the road, and there's not much parks, and there's one space. And I go right down the lights, I do a U-turn, I come back, and someone pulls in there right as I'm going to, you know. I want to withdraw money from the bank machine, and I'll be walking towards the bank, and right when I get there, a woman will walk in front of me and stand in front of the bank machine and start pressing buttons, beep, 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 for 25 minutes, when it takes me less than a minute to withdraw money. You know, savings account, $20, withdraw, yes, receipt, no, bang, out, walk away. And this beep, 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 try again, beep. They take the card out, they put it in, and I get so furious. I get so angry. Happens to me in service stations. I pull into the service station to get petrol, and you're waiting for someone, and you can see them walking around in the service station. They've parked their car there, and they're walking around. They've got a loaf of bread and a lollipop, and they're walking around. They're talking to people in there, and you know what I mean? So it's like that makes me think more sort of negative, and it makes me more frustrated, and it gets worse, and it intensifies because I'm creating it. And so I'm trying to tie this in with the whole gang stalking thing. I'm not saying it's not real. I'm just saying it's really interesting. I'm just thinking, you know, are people living in a society now that they're so stressed? And there's so many people around, especially in countries like America, you know, they're so stressed and there's so many people around. Are they creating this or is it actually real? So it's a deeply sort of suspicious thing, and it's highly strung, and there's so much paranoia involved with this, but it's an incredible thing. But you know, just with me personally, in day-to-day life, yeah, it's amazing trying to get anything done, and I just do find that when I'm negative about things, I get all these strange experiences and things. But you know, what happened tonight in front of my house is very odd. It's like some guy walked up there, stood in front, right there. He wasn't outside, he was in the property. Walked up there, looked at a device, this is it, stood for a while and then left. And that's what's been happening. And that's what the guy said on the YouTube clip. They just follow a dot, they get told go here and then they go. They're like actors, you know. I always think that in the malls and, you know, in the shopping centres and the airports, you think, God, are these people just all actors, you know, putting on different uniforms and they have, you know, and making the places look busy. I rarely get hardly any time off, and it just seems like nobody works anymore, you know, in the week. And I go to the shops, or I have to run and try and do things, you know, quickly, because I just get no time. And everywhere's packed. Everyone's drinking beers and having coffee and buying things and TVs and everything. They just don't seem to work anymore. And I think, God, it's such a weird environment out there. It's such a strange thing, indeed. But I will just read a post here. So strange, from Facebook. This is from the City of Sydney page. And there's 265,249 people like this. 270,000 people follow this. John Smith, City of Sydney, gang stalking public safety notice. This neighbourhood, Sydney City, has ongoing gang stalking activity. The crime is not related to street gangs. That's what people think that means, gang stalking, that it's something to do with street gangs. It's not. Rather, it involves illegal surveillance and harassment of individuals by multiple perpetrators called perps, or brown noses, working together. Often, the stalking is done for vengeance or to silence potential whistleblowers. Initially, you might have been mobbed at work, at a big multi-million dollar corporation. Once you are out, they might get some spies to monitor your movements for a while. Then eventually this leads to gang stalking if they find you talk about their illegal exploits of mobbing or other illegal activities they are involved with. They want to silence you, and you are not alone. Perpetrators who manage organized stalking operations are usually associated with private security firms, and they're criminals. Tactics include threats, abusive comments, breaking into victims' homes and residence, slander, lying about the victim, harassment by noise, sometimes from nearby residences, illegally tapping phone lines, hacking computers. I've had computer problems here as well, really weird ones. I had to buy a new computer. Other serious violations of state and federal law, following the victim around on foot and via public transport, copying their body language, using mobs of cars to follow and flash headlights during the day to surround the victim are repeated 24 hours, 7 days of the week. An ABC TV show demonstrated how gang stalkers can impersonate law enforcement personnel to recruit unsuspecting citizens. You can view it on YouTube if you search "What is gang stalking?" Tenuni, TENUNI. For more information, it talks here. Let's bring awareness to the local Sydney community to stop such crimes against humanity from happening to innocent people. And there's an episode here on YouTube. I'll put that up with the podcast introduction to gang stalking. Let me just save that one. Jesus, man, this is from the city of Sydney. This is on Facebook. This is what's happening to people. And you're wondering, is this happening to people who, like myself, who are doing these kinds of things, and having websites and things like that? And I'm not doing anything big, but if you even think outside the box a little bit, if you just think differently than the rest of the herd around you, can you be targeted with this? Do they know? I mean, they know, obviously, what I'm doing, who I am, and that I'm doing this website and podcasting for such a long time and touching on these subjects. We're trying to expose the whole vaccination scam and Big Pharma and everything like that. It would make sense that they would do something like this, but it's there you go. It's right in your face, isn't it? Here's some news from CBC. Looks like Canada, they're organised stalking ads on Vancouver Transit, a mental health concern. Experts say TransLink says as a public body, it must accept a certain amount of advocacy advertising. These are billboards here. Electronic assaults. Victims of organised stalking suffer in silence. Mental health experts are troubled that a delusional belief system which leads believers to fear they are constantly being watched or harassed and has even been linked to mass shootings is now advertised on Vancouver's public transport system. The ads are about beliefs called organized stalking or gang stalking. It holds that conspirators, perhaps dozens of them, are stalking and harassing targeted individuals by damaging their personal property in subtle ways or spreading rumors about them. So they could do things around your house and change things just, very slightly. And you might be thinking, wow, I'm going crazy. And if they're getting into your house when you're not there, they could be doing that as well. They're saying here that, obviously researchers are saying that this is all part of some kind of mental delusions and disorders. These are massive billboards and things on the trains in Canada that people are putting up here. Very interesting. I just came across this article. They're saying, I have not seen any evidence, good hard evidence, to suggest that this is an actual thing that happens to people, said Christine Sartashi, a criminology and social work professor at Chatham University in Pittsburgh, who has researched organized stalking. She said organized stalking beliefs thrive on internet echo chambers on websites and social media that reinforce beliefs and creating the whole mental health issue and stuff like that, and schizophrenia and all of that. So that was an interesting article there indeed. Too much to go through. That was interesting in Canada, in the railway system there, billboards going up. I'll pull up a article here, quwave.com. They got this QU Wave Defender Protection for Targeted Individuals. This is a website I pulled up. Get protection from electronic harassment, EMF, mind control, V2K psychic and harp attacks. Scalar field interferes with attack signals. Let me shut this one down. No, I don't want that. Magnifies human biofield to resist attacks, converts attack energy to positive energy, nullifies psychic attacks and dream intrusion, strengthens your resistance to attacks, fights negative influences and mind stalking, can repel spiritual and psychic effects, confuses signals used in mind control, and V2K can block remote viewing and manipulation, reduces functioning of implants. Says here, are you constantly being treated like a targeted individual, attacked by psychotronic weapons, subjected to psychic or spiritual attacks, subject to remote brain manipulation? Have you been chipped or implanted, subjected to electronic harassment, exposed to harp, ELF, microwave beams, and all of this stuff? So strange website. Anyway, they're going through all this information. Again, too big to put up as well. So that's debatable, buying any of this stuff, but interesting indeed. But it's a whole nother world going into this stuff, so it's really amazing. Here's an interesting article up in the members area. You can find it from about a year ago. Electronic harassment and electronic torture list. That was sent there, very unique article that I posted. There it says below is a list of the effects I experienced from these horrible electronic weapons, remote neural monitoring, high power microwave, bioelectromagnetic frequency wave cooks, burns your body cells, while high power ultrasound simply destroys your body cells, but in the end the result is the same, a damaged body. This is ultrasound as well, technology. We talk about a lot with Jim West. Mind reading, subvocal speech through RNM. They can talk or speak what they want with silent, slow sound. How it is applied, they read your subvocal speech and react to it, feeling unbelievable at first. Then you get depressed because the last thing you thought was private appears not to be private anymore. Your thoughts, when you accept that you probably are even more horrible torture, why is it applied to drive you insane? Seeing through your eyes, through this RNM, user of RNM, they can see what can target you through your eyes. I'm just reading this how it was written. I don't know who sent, where this actually came from, but it was just very, very interesting. Let me try and shut that down so I can get more space. Mind reading there. Hearing voices, voice to skull, through RNM, remote neural monitoring. They use used to beam voices, or in fact any sound, into your head. How is it applied? They make you hear voices that you should not hear. For example, they let you hear voices from people far away, very clear, as if they are standing next to you. I have experienced this. There are a lot of victims who claim they are attacked by voices. Why is this applied to drive you insane? Head, top of your head beam. The top of your head is very sensitive. The RNM user burn the top with some electromagnetic frequency wave with high range. How it's applied, they put the beam on victim's head and wait for you to move. Feeling can be very painful. If applied with enough intensity, you cannot do much with this beam on your head. It's horrible torture. If applied with high intensity, it may take several days for the painful feeling to disappear. This is to prevent victims from working, doing things should you worry. Yes, some term irradiation Long-term irradiation may cause brain damage and tumors. Scratch beam, they just beam victims' heads anywhere. The normal reaction is victim will start scratching his head. How is it applied? Mostly applied when other people can see a victim. If they do this every time with the same people, they may wonder what's wrong with the victim. They also apply this and have random people scratch their heads and then burn you. Drive victim out of his mind, drive him angry. This is happening in society too, you know, man. People are getting so angry, man. Far out there, getting pissed off. You wonder about all this stuff. You know, I'm just reading through it. I find it interesting. It's stuff that they get sent to me. So I find it, you know, that it's good to go through. It's almost, I've said this before, you know, like, it's almost like people's brains have been cooked. It's like you could have been cornered. I don't know if anyone listening to this feels like they have that as well. Sometimes, like, your brain is being fried. It's amazing. Talking here about, let's have a look. Talking about bursting ears, eardrums. Continuous beam victim ear is beamed for a very long time just to present victim pain. Eardrum surrounding area very sensitive to painful, blurry vision, tearing eyes. Going on here. It's a long document. Eye tremble. The RNM user beam at the area below your eye and the flesh below it starts trembling. That's the flesh, the soft flesh just below your eyes. Under there. Where you get dark eyes, you know, from not sleeping. It kind of flickers and trembles, it's saying. They can do this in shops and through walls. Forced to sneeze victims are forced to sneeze. This is a tingling sensation that can make victims sneeze in an instant. Man, I get terrible sneezes out of nowhere. I have that all the time, just these terrible sneezes. It's like, my God, I can blow a wall down. The victim can turn his head in another direction or hold his hand before his nose to make sure the attack is caused by electronic weapons by RNM user. Why it is applied to make a victim angry and react. Runny nose victim feel that he has a runny nose but doesn't have a cold. Maybe thinking he's got some kind of strange illness type thing. Cough bursts. Victim's throat is attacked with a high intensity. With high intensity, victim starts coughing instantly. This coughing does not look like normal coughing. The victim will have a sore throat immediately afterwards. I suggest people to look up the Melbourne, Australia, Melbourne asthma thunderstorm. Have a look at that and what it did to people. I'm convinced, you know, that was some kind of weather weapon tested in Melbourne, Australia. See the people, how they thought they were going to die. How it brought all these people to their knees choking. Makes you wonder, you know. That's control, isn't it? Being able to use something, use weather manipulation or something there to choke a whole city of people. Anyway, going on here, it's worth just having a look into that. So it's crazy stuff. Try cough, like something fluid, moisture sticks in victim's lungs or sometimes victim's throat when victims breathe, hear, feel a rasping sound, I guess like asthma feeling maybe, and they cough very hard. Blackout beam, this is a very high intensity burst on your head. There is no pain, but it feels like the result having been hit on the head very hard. You feel a bit dizzy and your ears are ringing. Who gets ringing ears at night when you're trying to sleep? Mm. Drives me crazy sometimes, man. Talking upper body here on shoulders, very painful beam on the top of victim's shoulder. Torture. Cooking heated chest, lungs through the body beam. Victims are usually heated by this beam. If applied with enough intensity, you will feel a burning sensation on the back where it enters, then feel the beam heat inside. Victims feel a burning sensation on the other part of their body. With the beam leaves the victim's body, maybe out the other side, I guess that's what they're saying here, you feel like you're being microwaved. It's a painful, horrible torture. I don't know if people feel like they're being microwaved with all this stuff going on around. It's not just the smart meters and the 5G and the Wi-Fi's and all the technology, this grid. It's like a bloody spider web around us. And that's what I'm saying, that I feel like I'm being cooked. I feel like I can't breathe sometimes in these city environments, you know, just around and trying to survive every day. It's amazing how different you feel when you go out somewhere really remote, into the woods and stuff, you know, where you can't get phone signals and things like that. Maybe they can still get you there, I don't know, but it is amazing. Going out like that into nature, you start to feel and get better. This is a cooking, burning sensation. The beams on victims' bodies for a long time, they can have the feeling that they're being burned alive. Is an accurate description there. It's like a burning sensation, like you're being cooked, so horrible torture. This brings up 9/11. They were trying to tell us these, you know, that these people were jumping out of those buildings and stuff, and that they were on fire. But from what you read into this, it's like they were being cooked. You know, it's like those buildings on that day before they supposedly went down. It's like they were being cooked, you know. If there was some kind of energy weapon used in 9/11 on that day, it would, you know, those people would have been feeling that for sure. It's interesting. Anyway, this cooking, burning sensation. Burp beam. This is a low power, sophisticated version of the chest, lungs, cook, heated beam. It's difficult to locate the source, direction of this one. It makes you burn as well. Apply low intensity so you get an irresistible urge to burp, but cannot. That's a weird one. Feeling horrible torture again. Heart attack included. Extra beam from left behind. This is a low frequency, high power beam aimed at your heart. Has anyone been reading anything about that? This is a weird thing. I don't have time to go into it, but I think the ex-president of Venezuela was talking about these weapons they have to give them cancer and stuff like that. Hugo Chavez. He was an interesting man. Look what's happened to Venezuela, huh? The doors are open and the wolves are in there, and they're eating them alive, mate. They've been trying to get into South America for a long time. In fact, they have. Have a look at Chile. What was done there. Salvador Allende, what they did to him. You know, the dictatorships of Argentina and Chile. Chavez was told from Cuban president back, Castro, that these, you know, these agencies, American agencies, have weapons that can give you cancer. They can give you heart attacks. You can read, this is all online. You know, you see these influential people, whistleblowers, all through history, right up to now. They're all just disappearing and dying. having all these weird things happen to them. And I was reading about this ages ago, where they've got these beams, they can just target you, and they can crush your organs, give you a heart attack, give you cancer, set off a cancer, you know, get rid of people. So this all applies here. But, you know, this is the former president of Venezuela. You know, he got up there once at the United Nations after George W. Bush spoke. And he sniffed and he said, "The devil's been here. I can smell sulfur." If you don't believe me, you can probably find that on YouTube. That's what he said. "The devil's been up here. I can smell the sulfur." Talking about Bush. And that was Hugo Chavez, and people called him a dictator, but he had Venezuela, the second or third biggest, richest oil country in the world, running well, you know, and now look, it's a fucking disaster, and they're in there, they're going to rape them, you know, they're going to make their lives miserable until they do what they're told, and they're going to take everything from them, you know. That was so interesting, but you can look that up for sure, what he said about that. But there's been many through time, from what I know, presidents in South America that have had these incurable cancers, and he was one. They tried to oust him a few times and couldn't do it. He got cancer, Chavez, I would say, and he was gone. It's just couldn't beat it. Interesting. Talking about here about microwave beams to the heart, beaming for a long period of time around the victim's flesh, around the heart area, it gets heated up and can be painful and stiff feeling. It feels like you're having a heart problem or an attack. It's horrible torture. Heart attack, high power burst. This is a very high power burst of very short duration, 1 second or less, that will give you immediate, extremely painful heart area. This beam is really amazing. I believe it can kill you in an instant. They can do this through walls. As well. So this is 5G. 5G, if you look into that, was military hardware technology. They're using this in some way or shape or form to look through walls for intel. And they're going to put these in your neighborhood. it's crazy. I was looking at the mobile phone today and looking at the camera. And the computer camera, and I know a lot of people block them, but I'm just thinking, my God, you know. I mean, they're an amazing thing. It's amazing to have a camera and video and film things, but I'm thinking you're carrying around this device with this camera on there. Jesus, man. These, you know, these stupid idiots are watching porno online and masturbating, and they're being filmed. It's just going on here, talking about heart pulsing and feeling like your heart's going to burst. These are pressure beams, putting pressure on you on victims' chests, back burning, burning of the skin on your back, low intensity, high intensity, feels like you got a sunburn, skin cooking, electromagnetic waves. Electric shower, overwhelming effect. It's like having a shower, not with water, but with electronic pulses. Heating the temperature of your body is increased, giving you the feeling you have a flu or some kind of illness. Amazing, isn't it? All the flu we have now, all these new kind of respiratory and flu type illnesses that people have everywhere, all year. People are looking so sick. So many chest coughs and infections in the chest and airwaves and runny noses and kids with snotty runny noses and eyes and milky eyes and all of this. Illnesses that can't be explained medically. You know, they're blaming them on all sorts of things. I've talked about it, like the stuff they're putting in the atmosphere, but you think, is it these pulses they're putting out? People seem to think that these you know, they do this in, you know, all around us. Maybe they're doing it all the time. So it goes on here into arms, painful arms, and all of this. It's a big document. Lower body, stomach, cooking, heating. Feel like your stomach's bubbling. There's something heating inside. This can cause irritation, stomach cancer, and tumors, kidney damage. Some kind of ultrasound beam. Isn't this interesting? Ultrasound beams. Talk about this again with Jim West, and he was mentioning this to me in some emails, that they can do this, and this is all connected with 5G as well. These ultrasound visible beams to attack people's kidneys. It feels like you've been kicked in the side. Intestines cooking. Heating and cooking people's intestines to make them fart. This is called a fart beam. God. And all this going on here. This is talking about some of this is applied to make people angry. This is amazing, isn't it? Attacking the human body in these ways to make you kind of react out. It's like caging an animal and just poking it all day with a sharp stick. Just cornering an animal and just poking and poking and poking, making it lash out, you know. But they're doing this in this way, in this digital kind of, with these beams. People wouldn't have a clue. Attacking the gut. Very important here, you know. This is a huge attack on human beings, on our children through the vaccination agenda and so many things. I couldn't get, I need a month to talk about the attack on the human gut. This immune system in our gut lining and the bacteria and everything in there, how important this is, you would never know it. You would never know it. We put so much emphasis on all other parts of our body. People put so much emphasis now on their genitals, on their cocks, you know. It's all about guys getting off with their big dicks now. That's what it's all about, porno, you know. Everyone's so concerned with their looks and how they look in a mirror, and how they look in a selfie. They're so concerned with them selfish selves, you know. We're so concerned with so many other things, but we never think about our gut health. We never understand the damage that antibiotics can do to our children's guts. It's crazy stuff, man. This attack there on our guts is incredible, and that's what, you know, all this abnormal stomach cramps and problems and sweating, intense pain and stuff. You got so much pain in society. Every second ad on TV is for pain medication. Why are we living in a world where people are in so much pain? Another thing here as well in regards to pain, and so many issues, that people are thirsty. That's an interesting thing as well. People don't drink enough water and they're actually thirsty, and it creates a lot of health problems as well. And of course you go to the doctor and they've got a million medications for that. You're thirsty. I think a book I read was Your Body's Many Cries for Water. I actually have met people who don't drink water. They drink Coke or fizzy drinks all the time, and they got constant migraines, and they don't know why. And especially all this stuff with the aspartame and artificial sweeteners. Attacking people's intestines here. Erection termination. This beam makes a victim's erection go away, as well. Urge to urinate. This is problems with the prostate. You can feel the urge to urinate as well all the time. and this upper leg's block burst. The feeling is that victim's movements is blocked. You feel like you're going to fall over or feel strange. Knee problems, short beams, pain in the knees, high intensity beaming into the victim's knees can stay there for hours. This is a big one. Give you sensitive knees, just really cripple you from walking. It's very painful. A lot of people have that. Lower legs as well. Hamper you from, stop you from doing things and moving, because when you stop moving, you die. That's what they do to old people. They put them in the nursing homes, they put them in a bed, and they die. You got to move. If you stop moving, you're gone. And, you know, stopping people from moving could be part of this harassment, right? So it goes right down to toes, ankles, shaking sensations, trembling, mood swings, feeling tired and miserable, sleepy. This, you know, it goes on and on. Force awake. This is a well-known beam. They keep you awake, torture you from sleeping. Wear the victim out, make people tired and angry. This is this pent-up thing where they could be just, you know, making society, you know, pushing them to the point where we're just going to snap, you know, and go bananas. Maybe this is what all the zombie movies are about. Sweating, nauseous, vomiting, feeling feeling nauseous is horrible. Interfering with people's sleep and inducing dreams is really interesting, isn't it? Victims having strange dreams, are not like dreams that they've had before. Dreams may refer to very recent events in your life, like a person you met, a movie, another form of reacting to events in your life. All these weird movie dreams, they're called. All these like films going on while you're sleeping. To distract you from connecting in your sleep, from having a proper sleep. It's like they're putting all these movies and sex dreams and things in people's heads. All these bizarre characters and things. It's like Total Recall. That movie with Schwarzenegger. Interesting. And if you see the bottom of that article on the website, there's a lot of stuff on 5G and electronic torture and this kind of stuff as well. So I think it all kind of... attacking, there's electronic torture, 21st century biohacking, and biorobotizing, microwave torture, electronic murder, microwave murder, organized murder, cooked alive, electronic mind control, and all of this, brain zapping, soft kill, you would say, soft kill weapons. Targeted at people for maybe thinking differently. So this electronic harassment, electronic torture, electronic murder is about harassment, torture, and murder using electronic weapons based on radio waves. These weapons have been very refined and can cause effects that simulate, I guess, or are similar to many illnesses and injuries. These weapons are not science fiction, but used today illegally by your national secret services. We know the military have these weapons. They can just stop whole crowds of protesters and just beam these weapons at them. Certain sounds, maybe, and just everyone falls down in pain. Innocent victims not knowing what's being done to them. They don't even know why they're sick. Mark Rich, known for his website, The Hidden Evil, has put up a new site with much more background information, newworldwar.org. And there's a whole bunch of information there. Electronic mind control, mind reading, brain zapping, synthetic telepathy, remote neural monitoring. Electronic mind control is about forcing thoughts into your brain using invisible radio waves. This can be done long range. Your attackers can make you think about a certain person at a certain moment, forcing a song into your brain, a movie, whatever it is, so you'll start humming and singing it. Your attackers can also make you stand up and walk to your kitchen. If you do not know this, then you will be just following your thoughts that were planted into your brain. In other words, you are robotized. Electronic mind reading is about reading your thoughts using invisible radio waves. This can be done from long ranges. Already it has become easy to decode received brain signals into words spoken to oneself without talking. At the moment, they also make progress with decoding images from what you look at as seen by your you through your eyes. This is not science fiction, but done today illegally by all these great people who are in charge. Targeting random innocent individuals. So tons and tons of links here. Microwave weaponry systems like the active denial system are used in tandem to deliver physical attacks designed to stress targets, torture them, and turn their homes into places of extreme distress, hoping to drive the target from their home or workplace. The pain is unbelievable. It involves tons of harmonics, hissing, stabs, blows, voices to the skull, transmissions, induced dreams, nightmares, burning sensations in the body and the head, internal burning sensations inside of the body and head, crawling sensations on the body, phantom touch, electronic rape, induced and unwanted urination, orgasms in sleep, holographic inserts, and many other horrible tortures, basically scrambling your thoughts as well. We've got witness statements here from people saying they thought they were dying. I thought I was going to spontaneously combust into flames. There's stuff here about CBS News video of the active denial system, ADS, a microwave laser weapon. Although the DOD wants us to believe that this is a safe weapon, that is why they showed it to us. Experts agree it is not a safe weapon. I've seen this one. I think many people would have seen this. There's a video showing this installation, but they've got many kinds of laser weapons. Some of these ones are big on mounted on trucks, ships, aircrafts, even in satellites. There's also small portable ones that are even more effective. Someone can have one in their pocket and be targeting you anywhere. Military and secret services have equipped themselves with this technology, of course. That's what I said, 5G is old military technology bought up by the telcos, you know. And so you're thinking, we're all worried about 5G, and so we should be, but what the hell does the military have? One of these portable handheld laser systems, the S3 Spider 111 Arctic Laser, although it may appear not very sophisticated, imagine someone pointing this at your back when you are in a restaurant or at the movies to look at people through walls. Take a look at the Xavier 400 Compact Tactical Through-Wall Imaging Systems. Biohacking and biorobotizing, Rohani Bioseer, strikingly beautiful and accomplished financial services analyst and York University MBA with no previous criminal record was charged with first-degree murder in the sudden stabbing death of a young woman. This was just a case about this. We've heard a lot of these cases where people went berserk and claimed that they were being mind-stalked. That's a bit of a long one to go on. Many targets wonder how they can be attacked so easily when they move to a different location, e.g. a family member, friend, or go to a hotel. The attackers stuff their portable laser weapons and through-wall imaging devices into their suitcases, book rooms close to yours, and often will attack you from two different angles to confuse you. In case you prevent them to attack the body area, they want to attack, e.g. by putting your back against an outside wall of the hotel, they call in military aircraft that will blast you with very high power microwave bursts, cooking your insides. This person saying they have personal experience with this. Many people have a problem thinking that others can read their minds, their thoughts. Again, the advanced technology used by military and secret services is not available to the public, but today more and more commercial devices are becoming available. One company delivering a mind-reading headset is Emotive for $299 US. With this device, you can control your games, your TV set, etc. with your mind. They also have an API programming interface to create your own mind reading applications. I cannot emphasize enough that not all but many attacks are from the sky. When driving your car, they may burn your back from the sky or from some equipment in your own car. When another car is driving behind you and make it go away when the car goes away, if they do this every time, when you probably will think it has to do with the car behind you when driving your car, walking outside, riding your bike, they may burn your head and make many people you look at scratch their heads. Sometimes people are part of this sick network, but many others may just have been beamed the same way you are being beamed, having no clue about what is going on. Your attackers want you to attack other people. They don't care about anything because they are psychopaths, murderers, and child abusers. Another warning is for a much more confusing type of attack, electronic mind control. In this case, your attackers will plant thoughts into your brain of people surrounding you. Of course, these thoughts relate to your life in one way or the other. They may even plant your thoughts into your head, heads of people surrounding you. If you do not know about this, then you may start to think that these people can read your mind when... which can be very depressing. I wrote several articles is saying here about electronic mind control. If you are a target and do not know about this capabilities, you may want to read these more links. Hearing voices. If you are hearing voices, you may be a mental case, but it is also possible that you are a target of highly illegal mind control activities by some sick people. In your country, secret services, including military, are developing weapons that make you hear voices and covertly testing these weapons on random human beings or groups of people at the same time. So, you know, they're saying people can be tested on here. Some terms used here are voice-to-skull, microwave hearing, silent sound. Perhaps the most easy and cheap way to attack a person this way is by... the audio spotlight. This device makes you hear words, etc., spoken by someone, but the persons around you do not hear this. As well, electronic harassment and torture, and this is a list. This is stuff going back to 1974. You know, about forced memory blanking, induced actions, changes in hearing, vivid dreams, sex dreams, microwave hearing, all of this stuff, and stuff. So yeah, that's a lot to go into. Almost anybody can become a temporary target of these horrible electronic weapons, as well. And so there's a list here of possible attacks by electronic weapons. Female targets write about sexual attacks. Others mention continuous ringing in the ears. I actually have that. It's yeah. This high-pitched ringing in my ears. It's weird. These attacks are done by the following kind of electronic weapons: directed energy weapons, ELF, very low frequency, ultrasonic lasers, high power microwave weapons, through war vision, subvocal mind reading, microwave hearing, silent sound, letting you hear sounds, things in other ways, then hearing by the ear, some horrible details here. Descriptions of continuous attacks, high intensity. These weapons make your skin burn like a heavy sunburn, and cooks you on the inside. You really feel like you've been cooked alive. You are being heated like a piece of meat in a microwave. And they're talking about the burping again. If they cook you long enough, your body cells explode inside you. When aimed at your upper body, lung cells explode, are destroyed, and reducing lung capacity immediately. You'll notice that walking upstairs, I guess, like you're a heavy smoker. The burning sensation and the cooked inside feeling will go away after 5 to 30 minutes or 1 to 2 days, depending on the duration and intensity. It may take a day or more to recover from high-power microwave bursts, with durations of 5 to 60 seconds. But can you recover from these amounts of irradiation? A cup of milk is heated and starts evaporating after 5 to 10 seconds. Electronic weapons aimed at you can make you burp or fart within 1 to 3 seconds. Hence, the intensity of electromagnetic irradiation is not only used to torture a person, but murder as well. Electronic harassment is called covert. If the target does not know about these weapons and methods, if you do not know about these weapons, you may think you have all the bad luck in the world. You will wonder what strange things are happening to you, to your body, and accept that you do not control your life anymore. To delay you, they make you go to the toilet to urinate when you want to leave your house. They cook your legs before running. They burn and cook your body high power to prevent you doing your work. This is delaying you. It's often done together with gang stalking methods, like cars blocking your road, phone calls. When you're about to leave home, who gets phone calls and no one's there? Sweet. No one answers. It's not like it's from overseas or anything. Sometimes there'll be a little bit of a pause, and then you can hear it's like an Indian, and they're selling something or whatever. But sometimes I get those phone calls, and it's hello, hello, and you know someone's like there. They're not saying anything. They make you sneeze extra times when you have a cold. They cook your throat. It becomes sore for days. They attack your eyes until red with blood. They cook your legs. They cook and burn you and make your body painful. They torture you. They cook and burn your body everywhere. They cook your family, your children, your friends. They're talking here again, done together with gang stalking and synchronizing machines, honking horns of cars, screaming around. Talking about this being a pain business. Yeah, and it goes on. Some of the military stuff is amazing. So these are disgusting and sick creatures developing this kind of technology and using it for torture. These are demons. I mean, this is happening. These are demons that are doing this as well, making people insane. Just going through because it's repeating a little bit of stuff. This is interesting as well, looking at the heart attack gun that the CIA supposedly was forced to admit having. It makes it look archaic, I know. During a Senate testimony in 1975 into illegal activities by the CIA, it was revealed that the agency had developed a dart gun capable of causing a heart attack. Is this what they did to Bob Marley? I was reading something about that. Maybe I'm wrong. It's these influential people. Some of them singers or whatever in history that died, you know. Spreading too much peace and love, you know, get rid of them. So, you know, they had these weapons back then they were mucking around with. Again, talking about these effects giving you realistic heart attack or heart problems. Your heart may start pounding very loud, may feel painful. Strange. They can damage your heart and give you a heart attack. So it just goes on and on and on. I got so much information on this, and as I said, it's pretty well documented and to look at. Well, what do people think on this? Am I crazy? And am I crazy? You know, are people being stalked here? By these weapons, these people coming up with this technology and abusing it and using it to target people, it makes sense. They're out of their brains, you know. But if you look at the world around you in a different way and you feel different, you see everything differently, and you don't believe what they're telling you. And you're trying to work out what's going on, and you're doing what I'm doing here now, and you're just trying to discuss and talk about things, maybe, you know, and you're feeling suspicious about this so-called world that exists around you. You know, can they target you for that? Because you're not playing ball. I mean, if this is true, is it worth doing what I'm doing? You know, they can target your family, anyone. It's interesting. absolutely 100% and worth covering. I've probably got another hour to cover all this stuff, but too much. I'll look more into this. The opportunity's there for people who become a member of the Kras Files to come on and do a podcast with me. So obviously to less people, if that's more comfortable for you, but whatever you would like, let me know. There's a members lounge there on the website, and it's like a little chat room, and you can type or whatever comments you want in that chat room for me in there. I can see them right there and chat away. This is like social media. It's not like Facebook. It's completely private. My website is private. It's protected, believe me. And not like social media and stuff where they're watching everything. So it's private in there if you want to chat away, if you have anything to say on this podcast. But I thought it was worth mentioning. I'll log out for now. It's a little bit random, I know. I'm just trying to cover so much stuff here and go over things. But enjoy, and thanks for listening.